A new app hopes to turn smartphone users into citizen scientists protecting Michigan from invasive species.
This is the future.
If it was a time machine, what if it's a DeLorean?
It's the sound of science.
Emmett Ziegler is with Michigan State University, and he's developed a smartphone app that could make it a lot tougher for invasive plants and critters to sneak into our state and get a foothold before they're detected. The app is one component of the Midwest Invasive Species Information Network. Emmett, how does this app work?
Given the fact that mobile technology has really taken off, extending the capability of reporting, extending the educational resources that are available on the website onto a mobile device, it would allow the general public to be able to take that out where they're more likely to encounter invasive species.
Give me a for instance. Let's say I'm on a lovely bicycle ride. Of course, I have my smartphone handy. So what am I doing and what am I watching for?
Some of the high-priority species that we have in Michigan from a plant perspective, so terrestrial plants that we don't necessarily want in, are things like Japanese stilt grass, mile-a-minute weed, and kudzu. That's a big problem in the southern states. But kind of our early detection and rapid response species are things like the knotweed, so Japanese knotweed, giant knotweed, swallowwort. Unfortunately, there's a fairly long list.
And you've got photos and descriptions of several hundred invasive plants and animals on the website and on the app. So I've got my app. I see something that looks kind of weird, or maybe I've taken some time to acquaint myself with what's out there because I care. Let's say I see something that reminds me of something I've seen on your site. What would I do?
You'd stop. You'd take a picture. The app already knows because the phone has a GPS in it, so it's able to get your location. You're logged in as a user. It already knows who you are. You're just asked to specify the density. There's no measurements involved.
Mm-hmm.
So it's designed so that you can do this rather quickly. So you might say there's a lot of it, and it covers about the size of a tennis court. Users are definitely encouraged to take a photograph or two. You can upload it at that point. And then those reports go back to our website. And what the website does is it has an alert system. Citizens can sign up and find out when, you know, new reports of species end up in their county. But there are folks within the state agencies, and they will then in turn get these alerts. So the information does pass along, you know, kind of up the chain to people who are at least in place to be aware of these reports. And over the long term, you know, hopefully provide input into better management plans.
Knowing that idea, as you said, of early detection and rapid response is key, it really makes one wish smartphones and your app had been around when the emerald ash borer or the gypsy moth first showed up.
Unfortunately, you know, technology kind of goes at its own pace. So we have the capability to make a greater impact, you know, on this problem, you know, now and going forward, because it certainly doesn't seem as if it's going to get any easier to deal with invasive species. We're not going to be under less threats. There's more people in the world, and we move more goods globally.
Now, you mentioned some plants that are kind of on your VIP list, if I may put it that way. What about some animals?
You know, in the Great Lakes, we've had the problem with Asian longhorn beetle, which is a forest pest that's a wood-boring insect similar to the way that it attacks trees, as emerald ash borer did. That is one pest we'd rather not have. People may remember that it was in the city of Chicago. The last couple of years, there's been an infestation in lower Ohio. So it has been and continues to be in proximity to the state of Michigan.
Did I hear that feral pigs are also a concern?
Yeah, feral swine are a concern. They do exist in the state of Michigan, not widespread, but those can have a fairly significant impact on economically valuable agricultural crops, field crops in particular.
So this Mizzen app you've developed really lets all of us serve as more eyes for environmental scientists and the state DNR.
Yep, that's the idea, is to try to get as many people educated about the problem, give them the tools that they can easily take with them so that they can be effective eyes on the ground. The more people attacking the problem, the better.
How do we get the app and find out more?
The website is www.misin.msu.edu. And there, most of the information is all readily visually available, links to download the app either for the iPhone or the Android devices. And there's an easy registration page.
Emmett Ziegler is with Michigan State University, and he developed this app as one component of the Midwest Invasive Species Information Network. Emmett, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.